This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez.
My guest this morning has an approach on health care that President Trump seems to like. Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska, thanks so much for joining us, Senator.
Thanks for having me, Jake. Thanks for coming to Nebraska.
So let's do the forensic accounting of what happened on Friday. At 6:19 a.m., you went on Fox and Friends and you touted the idea of first repealing Obamacare, then replacing it at a later date. At 6:37 a.m., President Trump embraced the idea on Twitter, writing, quote, Republican senators unable to pass what they're working on now, they should immediately repeal and then replace at a later date. Tell us about any behind-the-scenes conversations that brought President Trump around to this, what is a new position for him.
Well, I'm not sure that the TikTok part is all that interesting, but I've been definitely working with the White House and the president's senior team over the couple days leading up to that. But I think the most important thing to say is Republicans ran on repeal and on replace. The president ran on repeal and replace. We've been working on that for about 4 months. And if Leader McConnell can get us on across the finish line in a combined repeal and replace, I'd like to see that happen. It needs to be a good replace. But if we can do a combined repeal and replace over the next week, that's great. If we can't, though, then there's no reason to walk away. We should do repeal with a delay. Let's be clear. I don't want to see anybody thrown off the coverage they have now. I would want a delay so that we could get straight to work. And then I think the president should call on the Senate to cancel our August state work period. It's important to work in your state. It's important to travel. It's important to listen to your constituents. But I think we should get straight to work at around-the-clock hearings on the replace plan. But I think we need to do both repeal and replace, and I'm a little agnostic into whether they're paired or separated.
Well, you know, that's the big discussion over the weekend, the strategy. Should it be a one-size-fits-all? You know, let's get it all done at the same time, repeal, replace. But, Scott, as they've discussed before, and seeing, I mean, again, this is some of the nuance of the whole process, is even if they repeal it tomorrow, it's going to take time to get it through the system. It's not going to be an immediate deal. There's going to be some things that are going to be felt, but by and large, it's going to take a while. And of course, what they're dealing with here is the media and the Democrats doing everything they can to make it seem a lot worse than what it is. I mean, it's not about solving the problem. It's about political advantage and gain here. You know, the ball is in the Republicans' court. And, you know, the Democrats, like Chuck Schumer, who said, okay, fine, you know, we'll work with you, but you got to do it our way. I mean, that doesn't work. I mean, that's not what elections are all about. I mean, that's just, like, ridiculous. And I think most people understand that Schumer is, he loses all credibility when he says stuff like that, because that's just not the way it works. It's all partisan, and everybody, you know, understands it, and they're getting fed up with it. I mean, all weekend long, as I'm talking with people, they're expressing their frustration over this government and the process. And I go, you know, you gotta relax just a minute and understand what the narrative and who's forming the narrative and what it's all about. But, you know, if you're not going to do your homework, then you just sound like a bunch of bumper stickers with a loud voice. And for some reason, you know, people that are so fixed on it, it's like, look, I love having a conversation, but let's be reasonable and let's talk about the facts. Let's not just, you know, drop in innuendo, suggestion, and hate-filled, you know, anger. And I understand some people getting angry, but it's like it doesn't advance the conversation. It doesn't solve the problem. But, you know, we have a real problem with health care. And so, you know, are they going to be for it or against it? And I mean for it or against it in solving, you know, this problem with health care. I've maintained government is not the answer. They're the problem. I think Ronald Reagan said that, right? And here we are looking to the government who, you know, wants credit. I mean, that's their big victory out of this is like, okay, I got credit because I solved the national health care problem. Well, the national health care problem that was created by you. get out of the way, let the free market work, and you'd be surprised as to what happens. This is Bill Martinez Live. We've got experts, we've got the facts, and we're talking. So thank you for joining us. We've got more coming up right after this, 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. I'll drop me an email. Love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, let's reason together, huh? Let's talk about this stuff. But, oh, my goodness, did Donald Trump just send everybody just over the edge? And, of course, here they are. You know, we've got this stuff going on with Mika and Joe. And it's been, Scott, don't you feel a little bit like that? Remember that one gal in the town hall meeting with President Obama? She says, you know, you're just causing me all kinds of distress trying to defend you. In so many words, remember that? And I kind of feel that way with Donald Trump, is that he's not making it easy, you know, for people who want to be, you know, want to be reasonable and want to get it out of the fray and the hysteria. I mean, Donald Trump's presidency is one headline after another, and he keeps dishing out the headlines. Yes, you get people talking, but, you know, at the end of the day, we still have to solve something. And I'm not sure we can solve it when you've got all this hysteria going on. I mean, you got Danny Deutsch, you know, on MSNBC with Mika and Joe, and he's talking about, he's calling out the president. He wants to go Queens on the president. He goes to meet you at the schoolyard. You know, are you kidding? I mean, this is like, I mean, how many times has this president been threatened to be beat up? You got, was it Joe Biden, the vice president, saying he wanted to take him behind the, you know, behind the barn, remember? And, now you got Danny Deutsch, and it's like, well, come on, stop. You know, you guys are out of control here. And even Joe and Mika had to say, hey, you know, let's ratchet it back here, you know. But this is what happens when you throw a punch, you know, the punches are flying. And the one thing, and even Donald Trump's wife said, when you hit Donald, he's going to hit 10 times harder. And, you know, he's just kind of tolerated, you know, Mika and Joe. And all of a sudden now it's kind of, you know, gotten under his skin. But, you know, like anything, whether it's sports, Scott, or whatever position you're in, you got to be careful not to let people get under your skin. And because if you do, you do things. And of course, you've got Donald Trump. It's one thing, Donald Trump, the private citizen, you know, have at it. But then you got Donald Trump, who's the president. And this is a new role for him, clearly. And, you know, but yet you have the traditional view of Americans that, you know, want their president to be, you know, be civil. And, You know, forget about running these comparisons because it drives Democrats nuts. And go, well, look at what, you know, look at what somebody else said. And, all, and you know, it's just like, look at, they've already fixed it in their mind that this president is wrong. They're going to do everything they can. They're hoping for impeachment. All this stuff that goes on. And, of course, that galls this president who's working his tail off to get this country back on track and to make it great again. And look what he's done, something like 42 legislative acts. And I was talking, I was bombarded by somebody over the weekend who, you know, just had a mere idea of the president. Had lots of opinion, no facts, but the president hasn't done, this guy hasn't done anything. He's an idiot. I mean, he's just going on and on. I'm going, oh, please, you know, get me out of here. Get me away from this, you know, this kind of, you know, ridiculous conversation. Because, you know, I love to talk politics and love to reason with people. And, of course, I love it when somebody is, you know, from the other side is willing to give a differing point of view. Because I'm like, okay, let me listen and see what, you know, what facts have you garnered? What is it, you know, help me understand where you're coming from, that sort of thing. But when it's just a bunch of, you know, I don't know, echoing of the sound bites from the echo chamber, no facts, no substantiation, just a lot of emotion. It's like, oh gosh, you know, I, you know, that's not an intelligent conversation as far as I'm concerned. You know, I'm looking for, okay, give me some meat here. Show me the beef, you know, of your conversation. And, but just to have an opinion, because you don't like Donald Trump and, you think he's all kinds of evil or whatever, or, you know, that he should be impeached. No, okay, fine, you know, but, you know, why? You know, why? But they can't. They can tell you. It's just a bumper sticker with, you know, all words, no substance. And that's about the thickness of their understanding. And it's like, look at, you know, I mean, I can get opinions all day long, but, you know, let's solve the problem. The fact of the matter is Donald Trump is the president right now. And as one gal I was talking to, you know, she goes, I don't know what to do. And I said, you know what to do. Pick up the phone. Call your representative. Start putting pressure. You know, you want to sit there and complain. The best use of your time is to pick up the phone, call your representatives, call your congressman, call your senator, and let them know how you feel. But make sure you can articulate what it is that you're expressing. But just to drop down a bunch of, you know, emotion down the, you know, that's not helping. You know, we've got to get this country back on track. Republicans got to figure out what to do here with this health care deal. And as we said early on, Scott, we've been saying this forever. You know, the Republicans knew about this. Maybe they just never expected that they would win the White House or actually be in the position. But, you know, as one of my mentors said, you have to be careful what you wish for. Well, you have to be careful what you wish for, but also be prepared when you get it. That's the other part of it. And here it is. The Republicans were wishing for, you know, Obama to be out, for them to be in control, and they have it, and here they are. They still want to process. They still want to talk about all this stuff instead of getting down to the nitty-gritty of this deal and just fighting this thing out. But I think that, again, what makes me insecure and lacking in confidence is that their answer, even though on one hand is less government, the problem they had is Obamacare. That's the problem. The problem is that the horses are out of the barn. People have already got a taste of socialism. And here it is. We've expanded Medicaid, and now we're trying to reform it and reform this incredible entitlement program and do, you know, both sides, whether it's Republican or Democrat, do they have the intestinal fortitude to do the courageous thing, to fall on their sword for the good of the country? But are they going to say, okay, is there understanding for the good of the country just to be more compassionate and offer more free stuff on behalf of we the people? And somehow they want to be, you know, come out smelling like a rose? Or do they have really the courage to do something, you know, quite revolutionary? But what they're trying to do is they're all trying to do it within this context of Obamacare. It'd be interesting to think about what kind of plan the Republicans would come up with if they didn't have to deal with Obamacare. But That's just an exercise, maybe in futility, you might say. But just a thought, you know, I throw it out there, because you're always hoping for the optimum. I mean, if you're dealing with this, you know, massive and important project like healthcare, can we step outside of the political realm and do something that is really worthy of the American people?
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
It's all about liberty, isn't it? You know, when you think about it, welcome back, America. Happy 4th of July weekend, as some have been able to make it a longer weekend, and good for you, and hope you're having a great time, and it's a safe holiday for you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'll tell you, we've got one of our guests this morning that we got coming up for you is Katrina Pearson. Been looking forward to, been trying to talk to her. I just so respect what she was able to do when she was the national spokeswoman for Donald J. Trump for president, as you'll recall. And she now has joined up with America First Policies, which I love what they're doing and what they're focusing on. And that is this movement that it's time for America to come into first place. And I know, you know, President Obama's overseas again, you know, cheering on the cause that, you know, we're being, you know, dangerously nationalistic. But I think there's, you know, I think that when he says this, he doesn't understand that, you know, in order for America to continue to be great and do the things in the world that we've been able to do, and this is God willing, okay, should we have the time and, you know, courage to be the difference that God had intended for America, if this is the case, okay? And I understand that, you know, because people always look in the Bible and they go, well, I don't see America in prophecy. You know, what's happening? And I understand. That's like the number one question you go to a prophecy conference. They go, where's America in the final days? And some people are trying to, you know, figure it out and come up with the, you know, plausible understandings on that. But the interesting thing, speaking of prophecy, is that there are things in prophecy that become evident when it needs to become evident. That has been my understanding and appreciation of prophecy. The other thing is that I understand that God is batting 1,000%. Okay? You know, no strikeouts. He's been consistent with everything that he predicted would happen. And the third thing is, if you understand why God would give us this information, is so that we would be prepared and have an idea. So, all that being said, is America, you know, doing something that needs to do in order to be in a position to help people when they need it most? We've been there all along when you talk about the need for missionary help and support, financial support around the world. America has led the way. Not to mention the fact that we've always been there to support Israel. But do we need to? Are we at that point? It's kind of like we proffered this idea last year when I said, you know, I'm coming back for an airplane. You notice that when you're traveling on an airplane, the flight attendants will tell you, you know, in the event of emergency, with the mask come down, make sure you put yours on first before you help somebody else. I thought, well, that's interesting. You know, we need to do that. We need to consider that as a country, is that we need to put on our oxygen mask on us first, then we can help other people. But for so long, see, we've been helping other people without really taking a look at ourselves. I don't think that ultimately Donald Trump or anybody that has a grasp of what's happening in the world is going to be an isolationist, you know, a la Adolf Hitler in World War II, but it's all being likened to that, and I think that's an overreach. I don't think that's any indication. You know, President Trump says, look at this Paris Accord doesn't make sense for us. We will continue to be vigilant about the stewardship of our environment, but we need some more facts. And this is the problem. This is the unfair thing in this argument about, you know, climate change and that sort of thing, is we've had a lot of faux science. This is the problem with fake news and fake science that goes out there. It loses credibility. It confuses people. And we can't get on the same track. We're all bifurcated and divided over this deal. And all we want to know is the truth. And the one thing about truth is that it is pretty simple. But you got to get it outside of all this partisanship and all these other special interests, because what happens in every case is suddenly one interest is subordinated for another. And it's all about power and control. That's what it comes down to. It's not, you know, any of them. And to me, that's so anti-American when it comes into power and control. Because what are we? I mean, here we are. We're celebrating liberty. You know, when you think about liberty and what it represents and why we are such a magnet, you know, think about it. Why we are such a magnet for, you know, immigrants and, if you want to say, refugees, because of the hope, the true hope that we give people. You know, it's like somebody said the other day that, you know, if you're born in America, it's like you won the jackpot. You know, you got the jackpot because you were born here. And if you come in as a legal immigrant, it's like you won the lotto. I mean, what a neat opportunity. So now what are you going to do? Like a lotto, what are you going to do with all that money? You're going to be wise about it? You're just going to spend the opportunity? And what we hear time and again, anecdotally, empirically, is the people who've come through legally and have worked the hard way. I mean, you hear stories. People coming to America with, you know, a couple hundred bucks in their pocket, and they pick themselves up by their bootstraps. They are enthused by the opportunity, and next thing you know, what they're doing, you know, for their families. Kids are here and graduating from college, participating in the military, contributing to our society. You know, this is the American dream. I mean, the real American dream is that we would raise our children to be solid citizens of this country, sensitive to the world issues, and support our beliefs, to make a way that other people who want to come in and be a friend, not a foe, a friend to this country and a friend to our cause, you know, to participate as well. This is a golden opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. But unfortunately, because of the politics of everything and self-interest and control, our country has been diluted, and we have a lot of people who have come in recently that do not necessarily share our same ambitions and the same cause for America. Yes, we've reached out and we want to help refugees, but I believe it should be an ingress and an in and out kind of proposition. Help them out for a season, you know, protect them. If we can't protect them in their homes, in their homeland, and they've got to come here to America, it doesn't mean it's an automatic ticket for them to become citizens of the United States. You know, we're here to help them out, and that's what the cause should be, so that they can go back to their country in much the same way that parents in other countries are sending their children here to American universities. Why do they do that? So that they can get a great education and then hopefully come back to their home country and bring this knowledge and experience to advance their culture. So, you know, that's a good thing. Not necessarily that they should come here, plant stakes,
Well, there's a difference between immigrant and refugee.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A refugee is you're having troubles. We're going to help you out for a while, bring you over here so we can get your area safe, and then we're going to send you back.
Right.
Immigrant is, they want to stay, and you go through the process for that. So, you know, everybody, it's something that bothers me, because they blend the two together as if, you know, a refugee is an immigrant, and that's not how it's supposed to be.
Never intended to be. But see, I'm not sure that that's articulated all that clearly, just what you and I talked about right now, Scott. I mean, that would be the reasonable thing. I mean, because, you know, I tell the story about my grandfather. My grandfather, in a sense, was a refugee from Mexico. He came here to the United States. He always wanted to go. He was a Mexican. He wanted to be back in Mexico. I mean, up to his dying days, I mean, the worst thing that he ever wanted was not, he did not want to be buried in the United States. He wanted to die in his home country. And he did. You know, when he crossed the border the last time, tore up his citizenship in America, he had his citizenship. My grandmother and he, I said, you know, it cost him a penny. One penny for American citizenship. And they came here, they worked, they did well, they raised their family. And, of course, my mother was even born here in Los Angeles, California, as they, you know, came in through Texas and then went west and ended up in California. But his heart, his passion was for Mexico, and that's where he died, and he was happy to do that. The worst thing he could think of was dying in the United States. The conversation continues. Thank you for joining us. Katrina Pearson coming up next on Bill Martinez Live.
For senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom.
Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, fireworks and all, why not as we get ready and we're off and rolling, yes, to enjoy this holiday weekend, our independence here in America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we have the spokesman, and I should say spokeswoman for America First Policies, the former national spokeswoman for Donald J. Trump for president, and I was telling her off the air that, you know, I'm just so impressed at her ability and how she represented the president. And I'm glad she's landed with American First Policies because we get a chance to still be blessed by her gift that she shares so willingly with us. Because, you know, this is what it's all about right now. If we're going to get this country back on track, it is a command that all of us, all hands on deck, we're all required. Bring your intelligence, bring your desire and your passions to that end, because it's just that important, and our future is now, isn't it, Katrina?
Oh, it absolutely is. It's great to be with you, Bill. You know, when I was offered my role as Deputy Press Secretary in the White House, I immediately accepted it because I felt like that was the next logical step. However, you have seen throughout the last 2 years that the media was going to be a problem. And that's really why I made the decision to join the outside organization, because this president was going to need some support on the air to defend his policies.
Yeah, absolutely. No question whatsoever, Katrina. The media has been melting down. and the things that have been coming out of CNN and MSNBC, you know, to what end? You know, just because of partisanship? I mean, we've got serious issues here in America today, and they're all being confused and confounded, you know, for, you know, petty politics.
It's petty politics, and it's also an ideology. I mean, when the left lost in November, which they still don't think that that's happened, but when the left lost, they didn't even understand why. And that is exactly why the Democrat Party is having this identity crisis, and they're doubling down on all the negative things that turn their own voters off. So this is an ideology, and someone like a President Trump, who really combats all of that, they don't even see that he is really the candidate that they should be supporting at that time, because he doesn't see people by their race or by their gender. He interacts with people as human beings and recognizes potential, and they can't even grasp that reality.
Well, Katrina, we're all human beings, and we've all had our less than glorious moments that we wouldn't want out there necessarily. Donald Trump is loud and proud, and he's had moments, but boy, they've tried to project those less than glorious moments upon his entire character. But and I say, look, if you're going to do that, then bring out the full file and history of who Donald Trump is, because you hear time and again how he's helped, you know, to your point, how he's helped so many people, what he's done. I mean, he is, yes, he is a billionaire, and yes, he's very influential. And along the way, he's helped lots of people. And now he's putting that effort on behalf of we the people, the American people, and he's being criticized, and you take less than glorious moments and being expanded to as if that's the sum total of who Donald Trump is.
Well, you're absolutely right. And Donald Trump, the man, has helped countless numbers of people over time. And one of the little known talked about things during the campaign, when they were screaming racist and all these horrible things at him, no one ever even talked about how it was Donald Trump who helped Jesse Jackson bring more black people into Wall Street, gave up his time, gave up space in his building, and gave up his efforts to help bring more minorities into the economic world of success. And no one ever talked about that. No one ever talked about how sensitive he is to everyone's needs. And that's why he took a lot of heat from both sides during the campaign. But at the end of the day, there is a major, major rift as to what this country is supposed to be about and what the left thinks it should be about.
Exactly. Well, you know, the tweets driving everybody nuts, and we said this last year, I think in part, some of this must be amusing for Mr. Trump, because the way he puts it out there, and the media cannot help themselves, they jump on the bait. But what I think the challenge is the tweets getting in the way of the things that are most important. And this is why your organization, America First, and, you know, whether it's health care or tax reform, these are the things that Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman, really wants done on most part. And the other part is that they do, I guess, you know, you get a percentage of America that says, hey, it is about time that Republicans started answering back instead of taking it on the chin. I mean, it wasn't that long ago with George W. Bush. I mean, he got blasted left and right, and you keep going, when is he going to say something back? But not this president. I mean, it's like if you're going to put it out there, then get ready. It's going to come back at you.
Well, and I think that's exactly where the frustration in the media is coming from, because you do have someone who's going to fight back, and they can't handle that. They like to be the bully. They like to paint their own pictures. They like to try and sway public opinion about Republicans. And Donald Trump's just not going to take that. Mm-hmm. And he is getting things done. People are seeing that, where it's touching them locally now, not to mention the Supreme Court justice, not to mention all the regulations that have been repealed. And, you know, it takes, you know, 10 seconds to write a little tweet, whereas everything else he's doing is so much bigger and so much broader. He's always on the go. He's getting a lot of work done, and we're further now in the healthcare process than Barack Obama was in his, and he gets no credit for that either.
Well, and speaking of the comparison, how many nominees are still waiting to be confirmed because the Democrats have delayed the process? I mean, at this time, Barack Obama had I think the differential is hundreds of confirmed selections, you know, to participate in the government, where we've got people just sitting on the sidelines. Go put me in, coach, and you know, we don't have approval yet because the Senate Democrats are holding this up.
Well, yes, that's one of the tactics that they're using to, you know, really to make the administration look bad, so that they can say, look what he's not doing, when in fact they're the ones that are still walking the process. But that time will run out. The people will be confirmed. The agencies will be staffed. And then we'll be able to move. But right now, he's focusing on very, very, very big issues, because there needs to be some certainty out there in the market. There needs to be certainty with families, the middle-income families, which is why this health care bill is extremely important with regards to the taxes and the premiums, and more importantly, the choices. There are going to be some counties in this country who won't even have a single insurance option come next year, and that's why he's focused on health care right now.
Yeah, that's really dangerous. And, of course, you know, you would want it to follow, then you would want tax reform to follow that, because the reformation of health care here leads into that hand in glove, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why this one came first. There was a lot of discussion early on, as you might remember, as to which big thing to tackle. Number one, Republicans have been campaigning for nearly a decade on repealing Obamacare. So, of course, that needed to be a priority. But we do have a huge tax burden on citizens right now. And all of that comes from getting these horrible, horrible taxes and regulations out of Obamacare. So if we're going to have a substantive tax reform, something that's really going to impact Americans, health care has to be done first so that we can have an effective tax plan.
Well, Katrina, like you, many of us were surprised for so many years, 7 years, the Republicans were talking about repeal, replace. And here it is. You know, like we said this morning, you got to be careful what you wish for. Not only do you have to be careful what you wish for, but you ought to be prepared in case you get it, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly what happened with Republicans in this case. And, you know, January 20th, you know, I wasn't thinking, you know, how are we going to get this done? I was thinking, great, Republicans are going to put their plan forward and we're going to get this done. But that wasn't what happened. But the bigger problem they faced is in 2015, the House and the Senate passed repeal and
yes,
sent it to President Obama. So there's really no way they can go back home at the end of the day and say we couldn't get it done.
Exactly.
He did it.
Well, Katrina, I'm sorry, we're out of time. You're always welcome. Great to have you with us. Katrina Pearson, spokeswoman for America First Policies. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Katrina.
Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
It's all about our liberties, ladies and gentlemen. I highly recommend this is a good time and a good time to remember. You know, it's like the first of the year. Everybody remembers I got to change the battery in my smoke alarm. Any kind of event like this that's so significant to our country, this is a good reminder to read the Constitution. When was the last time you read that? Every time I sit down and read the Constitution, it just makes me appreciate our founding fathers and what it took. I want to bring Jeff Carrere on right now. Jeff is the Cajun Crusher, New Orleans native son, former executive director of the Louisiana Republican Party. He has his own TV and radio show, Ringside Politics. And Jeff, I got to get out there and see your comedy stage show one day.
Hey,
Politics with
down.
A Punch.
Yeah, come on down, Bill. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, I figure that, and that's always a good excuse to, you know, stop by and get some world-famous beignets, too, while they're in Louisiana, right?
Yeah, beignets and everything else. I mean,
yeah, all the good stuff
here is unreal.
Yep, exactly. Well, Jeff, you know, we think about our Constitution, 4th of July, the celebration of all that it represents, and, you know, I was reminding another guest that it wasn't like our founding fathers all got together and they could all sing all 56 verses of Kumbaya from day one. They had to work through this stuff. It was a challenge, but what they came up with was just so extraordinary. And I think in retrospect, you look back on it and you wonder if we had the politicians today who could have constructed such a document.
You know, Bill, I think about it all the time. We were so blessed by God to have these founders, to have these wise people that were there at such a critical time for the world, really.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
This country has been a beacon of freedom for the world, and we're so blessed to live here, so blessed to have our Constitution. And what upsets me, Bill, is that you have revisionists that trash the founders and try to revise the greatness of our country's history. And I think it's very important on July 4th weekend to think back about, you know, just how blessed we are and what a wonderful country we have. And the founders were just so inspired. I think they were divinely inspired to create
no
that
doubt.
Document.
Without
that
a
served
doubt.
Us so well over the years.
And what you're saying here, Jeff, is, you know, this spirit of invalidation that has attacked our environment, our country, and our world is that, you know, if I don't agree with what you're saying, then I'm just going to, you know, kick you out of the discussion. You're of no value. You know, when the president, after being elected, talked about the forgotten man and woman, it wasn't just one or two people out there on Main Street. I mean, we're talking millions of Americans that have been left in the dust, that were not being, you know, listened to. And this was the difference, is you had a president who could relate and connect with them. And, you know, and here it is, the Democrats absolutely shocked because they thought they owned Main Street. They thought they were the ones, the champions for the middle class. I guess somehow they didn't realize that the policies that they enacted that killed the middle class, that the middle class, you know, was smart enough to figure it out, that it was them who had crushed them. And now they're saying, hey, bring us on. Let us take over the Oval Office so we can crush you some more, I guess.
Well, you know, decades ago, Bill, I think the Democrats did sort of fashion themselves as the party of the downtrodden, the working man and woman. But things really changed over the years. And I think as the Democrats have become more and more a creature, really, of the special interests and creature of really, the lobbyists and the deep state and the establishment, that they really turned their back on the average man and woman. And that's where President Trump and his genius really saw that opportunity during the last election and did what all the experts said he couldn't do,
mm-hmm.
Win the Rust Belt states, which was really the turning point, and Michigan and Iowa and Ohio, states that hadn't gone Republican in years. And that's what confounded all these critics. They don't understand the new dynamic. And
mm-hmm.
I think the president is thinking about that all the time, and I think he's trying to enact policies that are going to help the plight of the average working man and woman here in this country. And so far, so good. I mean, I think we're seeing a lot of positive steps. Of course, we had the media trying to denounce everything, but I think the people see through what the media is about, hopefully.
Well, they do. And, of course, what the media is up in arms about is the president's tweeting. You wrote an article on the president's tweets. You said, Mr. President, just keep on tweeting. I mean, this has become a very powerful and effective tool. Now, I understand there's some of it has been rather amusing, I think, to the president. Sometimes I think he just throws stuff out there just to, you know, create some brain damage to the media. And, boy, I'll tell you, their brains are so bruised over some of these tweets. It's quite entertaining.
Well, when he goes after Joe and Mika, which is this ridiculous show on MSNBC that just the insiders watch, and to see how Mika and Joe have really changed over the years and how they treat the president. They used to love him, and now they hate him, and they bring on wackos who claim that he's mentally ill, which is ridiculous. He's a smart, capable guy who's running rings around these folks. And then, you know, the WWE video where he body slams someone with a CNN logo.
Yeah.
I laughed about that,
right.
Bill, and they're claiming, oh, he's threatening violence against the media. I mean, how ridiculous. I mean, these people just take themselves, Bill, way too seriously.
Well, the problem is, you see, is that you have a Republican president. First of all, not being presidential, I mean, he's an everyman. He happens to be a billionaire, multi-billionaire, but he's like one of the boys. And then the media is just twisting themselves up in knots to negate, you know, what Mika and Joe have been saying, how they've gone after this president for a long time. I don't know how thick your skin can be, but after a while, it's got to get to you a bit. And then you got Danny Deutsch coming on MSNBC, and he's going, and he wants to go Queens all over him. You know, he's, hey, we're going to go out and, you know, do the schoolyard thing, you know. Hey, come on, you're kidding me, right? I mean, you know, it's like, well, you know, we're going to keep accelerating it, you know, until something's, you know, crazy happens here. And hopefully that not be the case.
That's what I worry about. I mean, these people are threatening violence against the president. And Robert Snoop Dogg has a video where a clown like Donald Trump is shot. Kathy Griffin, Johnny Depp and his crazy comments. You just go on and on. And at some point, the president says, all right, enough of this. I'm going to take action and shoot off a tweet or something and go after them, and everybody melts down. I mean, it's such a double standard from the media. Bill, 89% of the coverage of this president, according to the Media Research Center, has been negative.
Exactly.
And I agree. I mean, I do my own monitoring, and they are incredibly, hopelessly biased against him.
Right. Well, and how quick they are to forget. I mean, even over the weekend, Jeff, I had one guy, and I was telling Scott, you know, I love it when people are passionate about the things you believe in, but please don't come in, you know, to a conversation and check your brains in at the door, you know, because I want to hear, you know, I want to hear substance, but don't come off with all these platitudes and these bumper sticker sayings that have no depth whatsoever. And, you know, start saying, well, I mean, it then becomes a hate fest about why they hate Trump and, you know, they think he's an idiot. And you just go down through this whole deal and you go, are you aware that President Trump has signed 41 bills into law since assuming, oh, he hasn't done a thing? I go, well, how about Neil Gorsuch? Is that something, you know, that's popular? You know, of course, you know, that's not of their philosophy. So they think that it's all in the tank because they hate Trump so bad that they can't see the forest through the trees. They can't see any kind of shift in trajectory for this country. And as you said, exactly, is that for the world. This is why the world is responding. You got 50 Muslim leaders going, it is about time. They're applauding this president. There's no apology. They're just saying, boy, welcome back, America.
And we're seeing it all these visits. I saw the leader of India give the president a bear hug. That happened right at the White House a few days ago. I mean, he is, I think, having a very positive impact on our foreign relations. I thought his first overseas trip was a home run. I know he's going to the G20. I've got confidence in him. I think he's going to be someone that's going to represent us well.
But he's going to meet with Putin. You got the Putin boogeyman going on, and he's, oh my goodness, and everybody's all twisted trying to find out something. They're asking every pundit on the Sunday shows, he's going to meet with Putin. Is that a bad thing? And they go, well, no, you want to be talking to everybody. I mean, didn't you just have Barack Obama saying he would talk with anybody without precondition?
And then didn't Barack Obama promise to help out Putin after the election? You know, after he got through his last election, didn't he promise that to Dmitry Medvedev and say, oh, you know, pass the message on to Vladimir? I'll have more flexibility after my last election. And of course, he met with Putin several times, and nobody made a big deal of it when Obama did. And we've had every president in recent memory meeting with the leader of either the Soviet Union or Russia, and it's a good thing for the world.
It's a good thing
for our country.
How does President Obama hold credibility? I mean, he was the one in 2012 for the 2012 campaign telling Romney, hey, the 80s have called. They want their foreign policy back. And, you know, here it is. And now, you know, he's like talking about, you know, he set aside climate change for a moment and talks now about how dangerous the Russians are.
I know. And you would think credible media people would call him out for being a hypocrite, for being someone who led us astray during 8 years. I mean, look at the damage he did, Bill. I mean, he was so bad for this country in so many different ways. I mean, what he did to the military, our standing overseas. I mean, it's really left this president, as he correctly called it, with a mess.
Without a doubt.
Really
exactly.
Had to deal with.
Well, the president's tweeting, and this is his ammunition back against the mainstream media. It's no wonder the mainstream media would want it shut down, because it leaves them a bit defenseless, doesn't it?
I love the tweets, Bill. I want him to keep doing it because it's his way of responding. When you got so much of the media against you, you have to have a way to communicate with the American people. And
well, Jeff, great stuff. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. Jeff Cruer, I'm Bill Martinez live.
No secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Way is a technological biologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.